Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, your main event, introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddie, Jeff Dye, and Freddie Prinz Jr.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Freddie, Wrestling with Friends. And this week is the second half of our two-parter where we take you, the people, the Frederation, the Frienderation. We take your questions, and in this week, you get to hear yourselves, so I hope your voices are sexy and sultry like mine. With me, as always, is my awesome partner, Mr. Jeff Dye, and Wrestling with Freddie starts now. Mr. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Feeling good, buddy. Feeling hype. Excited to hear these questions from these wrestling... what do we call it? What are we... The Frederation. The Frederators.
Yeah. Well, or the Frienderation.
It's the Frienderation, the Frederation, but what would they be called?
They're the Frederation. They're what make us. What if they're the reason we're here.
I'm a Freddy. I'm a Freddier. What? Like they're in the Frederation.
Oh yeah, they're the Freighters. Like the Raiders, baby.
Frederites or something. We got to come up with something.
The Frienderites. That's good. Like the Mennonites. All right, we'll do that.
The Mennonites. Yeah, Frederites. I like it. I'm into it.
You guys called in. We appreciate the voicemails. We'll do more of these episodes as the seasons continue. And we love that the community here, the Friendonites, is growing. And we have phone calls from all over the world. And we're going to take some of your calls right friggin' now. So saith Seth Rollins. Hit us with the first one, Mr. Alex, if you please.
This first one's coming from Zoe. Here you go.
Hi, Freddie and Jeff. My name is Zoe, and I'm from Melbourne, Australia. Very big fan. Love the show. Love listening to you guys every week. I would love to know, what is your opinion on Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania? It's so rumored. Everyone's talking about it. And I want to know what you guys think. If this makes it to the show, thanks for having me on. Love you guys. Bye.
What's up, Zoe? First of all, shout out Australia. I love Australia. I love Australians. We made the first Scooby-Doo movie there, so I lived there for 6 months.
Wow.
I've actually been to Melbourne. Love Australia. I miss that country very, very much. But to get into your question, who is the true head of the table? Now, even The Rock has hinted at this. In an interview, he was asked by a very cheeky interviewer. That's something they say in England and Australia, Jeff. They say cheeky.
It is cheap.
And they said, you know, Roman Reigns says he's the head of the table, but, you know, you're still here and you're in great shape, obviously. You could wrestle. And he said,
sort of not jokingly, but jokingly, well, you know, I'm always the head of the table. I'm the rock, damn it. So yeah, I actually think this isn't a rumor. I think they're actually trying to plan for this. And I think a WrestleMania with The Rock and Roman Reigns could happen, should happen. And the reason why has nothing to do with either of those two men. I think that's going to be a big opportunity for the Bloodline to get multiple storylines that sort of spread off between the Usos and, most importantly, Solo Sikoa. Because I think ultimately Solo is going to be the one that leaves the Bloodline. And I think he may even turn babyface and side with The Rock and turn against his big brothers, who are his actual big brothers in real life, and the so-called head of the table with the perfect teeth, Roman Reigns. I think you get a chance to tell multiple stories with one match, and it gives multiple characters a chance to get over without even having to wrestle. So I think it's much more than a rumor. I hope it's much more of a rumor. Look, The Rock's not going to be able to work the way he did when he was going against Stone Cold and having those awesome matches, win, lose, or draw. He didn't draw, but win or lose. He's not going to be able to slide in his sweet shoes and come to an abrupt halt and hit the most electrifying move in sports entertainment. But he can for sure pick Roman Reigns up and slam the shit out of him. And he can for sure take a few bumps. You know, I know he got hurt a little bit in the John Cena match, or that was the story. He might have gone in there already hurt and just, you know, use that. But yeah, I think that's the moment where you try to make Solo Sikoa and you branch him off from the rest of them. What about you, Jeff?
I would love to see it. I don't know. I'm not up to date on any rumors of it happening or not happening. It sounds like, you know, Freddie knows best, but I would love to see it. I think it'd be fun. I mean, anytime The Rock's in there, it's going to be great. And like, you know, he's not going to stay a long time. You know, they're not going to put the belt on him because he's too big of, he's like an A-list celebrity now, but I would still love to see it. It's different than the thing, you know, Brock and Roman for 70 years in a row or having to see the same matches. Like it'd be a fun, I think it'll be perfect. And also kind of a passing of the torch in a way. And I think it'd just be awesome. Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, it'd just be cool to see, you know, like, and then talk about Bloodline, the Bloodline complete, get Rikishi out there too. Just get the whole, just do the whole Bloodline, get them all out there. It'd be fun. I'm excited.
Solo, even with the face paint, like there's so much tribute to Rikishi out there and to Umaga as well, another family member who's passed on. Rest in peace.
And Yokozuna.
Yoko, yeah, but they don't, because it was the Japanese sumo gimmick.
The Bloodline. That's the Bloodline. You can give him a flag and Mr. Fuji, but he's still a Samoan.
Yes, of course, but it's not their story.
Yeah,
they can't just, well, I guess they could because everyone knows now. But that
the same way Roddy Piper was from Oregon. Like Oregon, he's like Pacific Northwest. Anyway.
Zoe, we love you in Australia. I might be making a movie out there this summer, which is your winter. So I'll see you soon, sucker.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate. because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Mr. Alex, next voice message, please.
This one's coming up from Rocky Saavedra.
Hey, what's up, Freddie and Jeff? I'm a big-time fan of the show. Love the content. So my question to you guys is, if you could bring back an old pay-per-view name along with the custom entrances, I'm talking about like the stages, like the aesthetics of a pay-per-view, what pay-per-view would you bring back? I know for me, I was always a big fan of the Backlash setup where they had those giant spikes just swooshing back and forth when wrestlers made their entrances. I thought that was always a badass entrance, as well as others that I can't really think of right now. But the unique stage that I think was the absolute best, hands down, was the giant fist for SmackDown. So let me know. Love the show. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good one.
Rocky, your name's badass, bro. I named my son Rocky. So your parents have great taste, and so do I. As far as bringing something back, I think most people agree that that fist was just so great. I think WWE might even bring that back. I think they miss it too. I know Hunter liked it. I remember him talking about it a long time ago. For me, and I think I might have spoken about this in season one, like episode two, and this will sound weird because I'm usually not that guy, Cyber Sunday was so sick to me because the fans got to pick who the guy in the ring, or the girl in the ring in this case nowadays, was going to wrestle. And you were given three options and the fans would vote, and your vote was legit. It was not a work. I've asked a million people about this in the company. All three wrestlers, so let's say it's Jeff Dye's in the ring, and the people that he can fight are Freddie Prinze Jr., Ryan Phillippe, I'm just going to pick people from the 90s, or Jason Biggs, okay? And you're like, man, who do I want to see Jeff fight? Do I want to see him fight the guy that had sex with an apple pie and Jason Biggs? Because I know he'd just squash Mr. Biggs. He would squash him. That guy's screwing pies, man. He can't wrestle. Do I want to see him fight Ryan Phillippe, who he's got, you know, a lot of height on and a lot of weight on? Ryan's not the biggest dude, but we've seen Ryan in the Shooter series on USA as a kick-ass Marine. So he for sure learned how to fight. He'd kick ass. Or do we want to see best buds go at it and have to sacrifice their feelings for one another and beat the living crap out of each other for the next 22 minutes? And you actually have control. All three of us would have to work out at least a beginning and end to what our match would be. And these wrestlers legit would have to do that. So the wrestler in the ring would say, okay, Freddie, if it's you, then ba-da-da-da-da, we got to do this in the beginning, do that. And you know me, I'd be like, psh, Come on, man. It's going to be me. Forget these other scrubs. And then he'd go to Philippi and be like, all right, Ryan, if it's you, I'm going to smash on you right away and you're going to make a couple comebacks. And then I'm going to smash on you again and get my finisher, the jumping jackpot, boom, and smash you down. And then if it's Jason Biggs, he'd be like, Jason, it's going to be a squash match. I'm just going to put it on you real quick. And that's going to be a rapskis for you. And you're going to have to retire because I'm going to break your neck. And Jason would be like, oh, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I'm only talking trash because I know Jason. And so then you guys would vote. And of course, it would be like 96% for Freddie Prinze Jr. It'd be like 4% for Ryan. And Jason would be like, wait, zero. Is there any more percentages? And you guys would be like, no, go screw a pie. And he would. And then I would come out and Jeff and I would have a badass match and then it would end in a double count out. So the whole crowd would boo and be so disappointed that there was no victor in the ring. So screw you guys. But yeah, man, I always loved Cyber Sunday as a kid. I even pitched to bring it back when I worked there. But Vince was like, God damn it. No, God, that was the shits. And so it didn't happen. But yeah, that would be mine. What about you, Jeff?
I always loved the, I think if we're talking about like settings, I always loved the, and they tried to bring it back. It just didn't pull, it didn't hold up in modern time, but Halloween Havoc, I always liked. I think that was just, there was so much crap outside of the thing that they could like props and like Halloween things that they could.
You love your props, dude.
Yeah. It was just 90s. They tried to bring it back and it didn't work. But then I've also always loved the visual of Thunder. Remember WCW Thunder? Like that was like with the blue and the big the things. And also that era was so pyro heavy. They loved fireworks and like, you know, so I think the reason I like those settings is because it was just so larger than life. There wasn't things that you had to watch on TV that you could only see that they've put in like Snapchat, you know, added things that they were. It was fire and fireworks and like even the smallest wrestlers still had like big pops of pyro and it just felt larger than life and I liked it. Also, it has an aesthetic in me because I was playing so many wrestling video games back then. They'd be like, oh, yeah, pick this setting so we can, you know, throw them through blah, blah, blah. And so there was a lot of that because in the 80s and 90s, every pay-per-view had the same setup like Brawl for All and all that. Or not Brawl for All. What's it called? Super Brawl. Or Beach Blast or any of those things didn't really have a setting that was different. It wasn't until like the, you know, late 90s where you'd see the actual setup was visually different, you know, like Hell in a Cell or Elimination Chamber or Royal Rumble. Like they kind of started making the settings have a personality, which I love, but I think I would go with Thunder. That's what the one that would be the one I would design.
That's super old school. And I don't think a lot of people would think about that because it was so unique. But yeah, the Halloween Havoc, I think it worked then because there were so many wrestlers that were suited to a Halloween theme, like with the Mankinds and the Canes. And it's like nowadays it would be like Shotzi Blackheart out there by herself waiting for someone to cut. You know what I mean? Be like, oh, everyone else is just mainstream and blonde or brunette. Like, you know what I mean? Right. So I think that's why the characters aren't suited for Halloween Havoc. But you could make it. AEW's got some. It could be like, you know, Luchasaurus versus Shotzi Blackheart.
Oh, yeah.
An intergender match at Halloween.
Well, speaking of those video game things, they're making a AEW video game that was supposed to come out in December.
The graphics look pretty sick.
Oh, and it's got the same controls as WCW versus NWO. It'll be the only game in the history of the world that I'll be able to pick it up and immediately be good at. I know I might be unbeatable at that game.
We might have to play this.
Oh, it'll be fun. We should definitely play. We'll do a stream. We'll do a Twitch stream. We'll play some WCW.
Screw Twitch. We'll do it on YouTube. Screw Twitch, man.
Let's do it then. We'll do it on YouTube.
Let me tell you a Twitch story real quick. Oh no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, if anyone has any hookups or anything, if anybody has any like, I want that game as soon as it comes out. I've been waiting 30 years for this game. Like I'm so excited. It'll also be the only game where they didn't have to change anything from the original for Sting. He'll have the same look, the same moves, the same. He'll be the only guy that was in WCW versus NWO, the THC game. Oh, not THC. What is the
name of
the
production?
THQ. And THQ made this game too. So they can just go off. We'll just bring Sting's files over.
So Screw Twitch, they approached me during season one to see if I wanted to do a live podcast for them because they didn't have any. And I had to educate them that they had like 60 people that were all doing that. And maybe if they just invested a little time and paid attention to some of their streamers instead of just looking for famous people, that they wouldn't have had to make such an embarrassing email. And then I also let them know that when I had a Twitch channel, they couldn't have been more difficult to deal with and that I would never stream on their platform again. And I told the guy who sent it, I go, I know you didn't work there then, so I don't want you to think this is coming at you, but just know, like, you never have to email me again. And he wrote back so quickly. He goes, I promise I didn't work here then, and I don't know how much longer I will, but I would love to work with you somewhere down the road. I was like, right on, dude. Peace. Fuck your channel. So anyway, shout out to you, Rocky.
Diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game.
Next caller, please.
This is coming from Ernie.
Hey, Freddie. It's Ernie from the From Under the Apron podcast. Been a big fan since the 90s. Your side quests about SmackDown and still rooting for you to hopefully do the Fed you've been wanting to do. I have a few questions here. Hopefully you use whichever one you like to most answer. How's the Fed coming along? Is it still happening? Will Jeff die? Jump in the ring as well and do some hurricanranas. If Cross was your plan A, Killer Cross, did you have a plan B? Any hint on who that plan B would have been, or would you just flat out tell us? All right, cool. Thank you for answering my questions. I'll be listening and have an awesome rest of the year with your family. You too, Jeff. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say goodbye without a pun on one of your movies, and such a freaking awesome, great fan of yours. So hopefully if you do the Fed, it's not just a summer catch. and we can all be down to you.
Oh my goodness, Ernie. I'm not gonna name it after any movies I've done. Thank you so much for the call, Ernie. I'm happy to share a little bit of stuff. I don't like talking too much about it because I feel like when an artist releases any energy on something they're working on before it's done, it releases some of the power and the momentum behind it. That said, I am actively working on it. I'm down the road pretty far with a couple different people and am working hard. I have to make sure they can afford it. I'm budgeting my shows as we speak. That's as much information as I'm willing to give out. And as far as like, yeah, the plan A was Cross and Scarlet. And I don't want to get too much into the story and stuff like that. Although Cross knows the story and I told him I'm happy to have him use it down the road if he wants to use it. But when he was rehired by Hunter, my plan B right away was Wyndham, who was also a part of my plan A story as well. It was going to be Wyndham versus Cross for the title. So I switched Wyndham to the protagonist instead of the antagonist in this story, or the babyface instead of the heel. And I'm just going to tell you. So I wanted him and Taylor. And I just said, I'm going to tell you everything, but now I kind of don't want to. Well, maybe the WWE will hear it and they'll do this instead of the stupid Uncle Howdy shit they're doing now. Basically, I had Wyndham and Taylor were always together. For those of you who don't know, Taylor is Wyndham's younger brother. He plays a character named Bo Dallas on WWE. And basically, how do I explain this in a quick manner? I can't really give you everything, dude, but basically Taylor was the id of Wyndham, right? Like he was the ego of Wyndham. He wasn't even real. No one in the show would ever talk to him, acknowledge him, or look at him, but Wyndham would have full-on conversations with him. I thought it was an interesting way to put a wrinkle in their relationship that most certainly wouldn't be told anywhere else. I thought it was an opportunity for Taylor to show what he can do as far as his acting. And remember, I want a SAG show, a Screen Actors Guild show, a union show. So in order to do that, there had to be a scripted part that felt like a television series. So that was going to be sort of Taylor's role in this, was this sort of angel and devil on Wyndham's shoulder that we could see. He would often be shot in like the reflection of the mirror in Wyndham's dressing room, things like that. But anytime the promoter came to talk to him, they would never even acknowledge him because he legit wasn't there. So yeah, that's given you a ton of information, but since I'm not doing it, I don't mind sharing it with you. And I've already rewritten, by the way, I'm on like a plan D right now. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I'm on a plan D. So many wrestlers are hired and fired that I'm constantly seeing opportunities to write interesting stories for wrestlers as other opportunities go away, right? Because there's so many people that are undervalued or I feel used in the wrong way or any of that. But anytime I mention someone, they get signed. So I'm done mentioning people. So yeah, man, I appreciate the questions, Ernie. I couldn't understand the name of your podcast, so I can't shout it out. But if anyone out there heard it, I hope you have a good one and I hope people go listen to it. But yeah, there's a ton of information for all you people. And it's something that I'm working on very, very actively, very, very actively. There's a reason that I've been going back to movies, and that's if I can't get the right producer and the right studio behind it, then I'm just going to self-finance. So there you go, dude.
Also, I'm not sure if it might have been, I don't think it was Freddie, and I don't think it was Alex, AKA Big Al now. I think I heard Ernie opening and closing like a Mountain Dew bottle or something while he was asking his question. I was like, I like this guy. He likes wrestling. He likes Freddie Prinze. And I can hear, oh, maybe it was it you maybe?
Well, I'm just going to do one for him as like a shout out.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, I feel like I know who this guy is. I like him.
Next caller, please, sir.
All right, our last call-in voicemail here is from Daniel Spencer.
Hey guys, this is Impact Wrestling referee Daniel Spencer, and I just wanted to reach out and tell you guys I love the show, and I love what you do. I love your insight, and I would love to hear your insight and take on Impact Wrestling. You guys do an amazing job breaking down WWE and AEW from the fans' perspective to the showbiz perspective. Freddie, you go a little further into the writing and future promoting perspective for you and how you would see things and book things, and I love that. But I really want to know what you guys think of Impact Wrestling. We're on every Thursday nights on Access TV. If you don't have access to Access TV, you can get us on the YouTube subscription page for only 99 cents a month. That's right, just 99 cents. You get the show every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, commercial free. You can upgrade to the Ultimate Insiders for $4.99 a month and even get our monthly pay-per-views that we do on the Impact Plus and Ultimate Insiders app. It's amazing. Like I said, I believe it's the best show top to bottom, but I'm biased, maybe, because I work there, right? But as a fan, I feel that way too as well. So I just love to get you out to watch, give a couple of weeks to watch, maybe do a whole show on just Impact. You know, there's so much history there from TNA to Impact that, you know, you have a lot to talk about. But yeah, that's my challenge for you guys. Plus your daughter, Freddie, will enjoy it because our knockouts division is amazing. So she'll enjoy the women's division too. Check it out, guys. And thanks for taking my call, and looking forward to hearing more of your episodes.
Freddie's daughter doesn't just watch the women's. She likes Bobby Lashley. She's got Jeff Dye taste in wrestling.
She does like some Bobby Lashley, though. She does. She's been pissed that Charlotte Flair's been off TV forever. So I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched Impact in a long time. I think it was TNA the last time I was watching it, back when Jay Lethal was doing Ric Flair promos to Ric Flair, I think was probably the last time. I watched it religiously when Kurt Angle first went there. I think I even watched him and Jeff Jarrett have an MMA match on a pay-per-view. I was one of the guys that was buying pay-per-views back then. I haven't watched it in a long time for multiple reasons. I don't have as much time as I used to. I have two kids, three dogs, jobs, things like that. I record NJPW every week, but I haven't watched a New Japan Pro Wrestling match in I don't know how long. So shame on me. But I promise you this, sir, I have Access TV. I have that channel. So I don't need the YouTube, as old people would call it. And you have my word. I will watch. I know this. It's going to be better than NXT, because there ain't nothing in the world worse than that goddamn show. And I've given it a chance like once every 6 weeks. I go, I'll watch a little bit. And it is absolute garbage. It went from my favorite promotion when it was Black and Gold to unwatchable, like a local theater production. Like, it was the last two times I've tried, it was terrible. So if I'm willing to give a shot to something that I used to love and now hate once every 6 weeks, I damn well can commit an hour. I think Impact's an hour long show, maybe 2 hours, but I can commit for sure enough time to watch once, and I will give you some honest love. If I don't dig it, I'm not going to crap all over. I really don't like crapping on stuff unless it like offends me what they're doing to talent that I care about. But I know Bruce Pritchard very well. I know he used to work there back in the day. I know a couple other people who worked there back in the day. So I know a lot of the history of the business, and I respect what Jeff built and his abilities as a promoter. And I just respect your promo that you cut for your company there, Dan. I thought that was badass. So I want to make sure that everybody hears that, and we won't cut a single second of it. And you have my word, man. I'll watch. I don't know if it'll be this week, but come the new year, I'll do either a TNA deep dive, or it's not TNA anymore. I guess it's just Impact now. I'll do a deep dive on an episode, and if it can't fill the whole show, then we'll give a segment to you guys. And if it's something that catches my eye and I dig it, then maybe, you know, we'll slip it in there from time to time. I will watch Impact before I watch my next NJPW match. That you have my guarantee on. What about you, Mr. Dye?
I don't know. We're already committing 12 hours a week to watching wrestling. He's asking us to do more homework. I don't know what's going on.
You know, I remember back in the day, they did some crazy things where they were like, they had matches up on like, and a tightrope above the ring.
Cool.
And like the cruiserweights were having to like tightrope over these things to get to a, it was like called an X match or something like that. There were like two tightropes in the shape of an X, and cats were just falling off these wires and landing in the middle of the ring. I was like, Jesus Christ, guys are killing themselves. And I've always heard good things about their women's division.
I heard that their referees are dorks. That's what I heard though.
Yeah. I heard their referees are always getting distracted by managers and not doing their damn job and not watching the match.
Yeah. One of these referees, they're so easy to trick, you know, you just basically got to get their attention and then something happens behind their back. It's like, we've got cameras. Can't we review this stuff? Let's review
especially
it.
Especially the ones named Daniel. They're always getting distracted instead of counting the one, two, three. Or their count's a little slow. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Unreal.
Dan. So I'll be critiquing you, sir, before I critique anything else.
Yeah, we're going to find your matches and we're gonna go deep dive on that.
I'm just going to YouTube how many times has Dan been distracted in Impact Wrestling. And it's just going to be a highlight reel of all the times a manager ruined a match, but really it was you, sir. All wrestling referees, you're all on my shit list right now. Pay attention to the damn match.
It's frustrating. They're too easy to get things over on.
I will say this. I've seen umpires throw out fans in games for heckling. No wrestling refs ever done that. They got thick skin. Wrestling referees have the thickest skin of any referee in professional sports. So for that, Dan, I salute you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your phone calls.
Thanks for the voicemails. Thanks for the fan love. Thanks for the comments and the messages. We love you.
Peace.
We're out. Follow us on Instagram, Wrestling with Freddy. Twitter is WWFreddyPod. Follow us on all the socials so you can submit your questions for the Frederation.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.